This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Rubber Blubber Shoulder Shutter Dubber. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 176.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we're happy that you joined us because it's been a couple weeks.
A few weeks.
I blame that on Jeremy.
You totally can.
Blame Jeremy's cancer.
No, I don't. Let's be clear. I don't have cancer.
Blame Jeremy's cancer for not having cancer.
That I know of. Yes, because I wasn't here, and clearly without me, the show cannot go on. Though it must, it cannot. So go ahead, blame me. VIP.
Yeah, when the show was without you, it took a lot more work. Everything was so much more of a burden, and everything had to be scripted, and it took 2 years and to rehearsed. Get very much out. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, with you, we just lowered the bar.
That's true. I mean, who can truly edit this?
Because you're a little bit shorter in real life than you are in the podcast.
Yeah, I look a lot taller on audio.
Which reminds me, kind of.
The mic adds several inches of height.
Did you ever play on monkey bars as a kid?
Yes.
Did you ever make it across? Or as they say around here, across?
Yes.
You're strong.
Yes.
Or something. All my life as a kid, that is, all my childhood life, I never made it across monkey bars. I think because I just, it stopped being fun after the first or second bar. So I would just.
It does start to hurt.
Yeah, it starts to hurt. It's uncomfortable.
It's like, why are we doing this for fun?
Yeah.
I think I made it across. I don't know.
So at some point it's just, okay, this is boring. I'm getting off.
It's an accomplishment. I used to, you know, kick my legs up and get on top.
That was fun. I spent more of my life on top of the monkey bars than I did under the monkey bars.
Somehow that makes total sense.
We both spent a lot of our time of our lives above the bar.
Above the bar, yes.
That's why the bar had to be lowered.
There was no raising or lowering those bars. There was just hanging from them and getting calluses on your poor little hands.
Speaking of the bar, I want to tell you about a drink I recently had.
Oh, dear.
That's an interesting tease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, just to clarify, it's water. It's not something else.
Oh, that was the wrong
Funny
pitch.
Stuff from the last week or so, since it's been a few weeks. This was something from several weeks ago. When I was at that Mad Anthony Writers Conference, they gave out these water bottles.
I think it should be called Angry Tony.
They gave out these water bottles that say on them,
water! They don't say water?
There's water somewhere on here.
Oh.
But it says in big letters, Hamilton on tap, because this was from Hamilton, Ohio.
Oh.
And it has this little seal of approval on it. The 20th Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting. And it says, this is from the municipal source, the Great Miami Buried Valley Aquifer. And here's the text that's on this. The best tap water in the world.
Wow.
This water is produced by the City of Hamilton Water Production Division. Two parts oxygen to one part hydrogen. Wait, no. Two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen.
What?
H2O.
Oh, right.
It's not
O2H.
O2H is.
I was focusing on other aspects of this amazing story.
And was voted the best municipal water in the world. It's in all caps.
And you had some of this water?
I did. That's amazing. At the best municipal water in the world, at the 2010 Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Competition.
Oh my.
That there is really a thing.
But it's, okay, is tap water its own category? Because it seems to me that even the best tap water in the world would probably not quite compare to well water or spring water. And when we're saying tap water, does it have to come from a municipal source, or can it be water from a private well on a private piece of property? And if you're comparing all of these waters, I'm not sure that the Hamilton tap would compare to the pure spring water. So it seems like it would need its own category, but it can win its category. Can you be a water nerd?
Apparently, because here is an entire website. It is berkeleyasprings.com. That's how you spell Berkeley. berkeleyasprings.com/water takes you to this page that is about the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting. We just missed it, Jeremy. February 20th to the 23rd, 2014. Was the last one. The award-winning 24th annual Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting welcomes more than 100 waters from across the country.
That's amazing.
And around the globe.
Once dude in the chat room tells me it's pronounced aqua nerd.
How'd you pronounce it?
I said water nerd.
Oh.
I like it. I like one word, aqua nerd. It could also be a counterculture superhero.
A horticulturalist?
Yes.
Which sounds a lot scarier than it actually is. There... Yeah, so
yes.
If you have great tasting water, maybe you should enter. The crazy thing is, here are people in suits, in fancy dresses, shirt and tie and jacket and all of this stuff, and they have all of these wine glasses in front of them with water.
Okay.
And they're smelling them, they're tasting them, they're swishing them around in the glass to make sure that it, I don't know.
Are you for real right now?
Well, you can actually see this, and we'll have the link in the show notes for this episode, number 176.
Oh my gosh.
These people are actually water tasters.
That just seems... It seems like something that might happen on a sitcom. I can easily see Parks and Rec having a water tasting.
When the job market really gets watered down, this is what you become a professional at.
Now I almost want to go to Hamilton and just try some drinking fountains, maybe knock on some doors and say, can I please try your tap water?
Your toilet water is fine, too. Doesn't have to be a tap water.
No, that's not. No, that's different.
But we'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to go. And if you're a water professional, then... let us know.
I'm sorry that I laughed at you if you're a water professional.
I mean, I am a little bit of a stickler for water.
Well, yes. But, I mean, to dress up and drink it out of wine glasses as though there is as much to the experience of water as, say, wine. I mean, water should have very little. Now, they may correct me. Water should have very little flavor.
It should.
I think minerals make water better. And I think chlorine makes water gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't go a lot beyond that.
I hate hotel water. Like anytime there's a banquet at a hotel,
yeah,
I hate their water.
Hotels. Because
it always tastes like they just dipped it, the glass in the pool. I'm well, sure I can see.
They probably did.
I should follow the waiter sometime and watch him. Just he goes out to the pool, dips in the pool, and brings it back with some ice in it.
They actually just keep the glasses in the pool. And then... You that way the waiters for the banquet can take the tray in and they just pull it out, pour a little out so that the water level is appropriate. They set them on the tray on a towel, and by the time they get to the table, the outside of the glass has drip dried enough. Or you, if it's wet, you just think, oh, they just spilled a little on there while they poured it.
That's why they tell people to get out of the pool every 30 minutes or so, as they have to go get the new glasses, put the old glasses in there.
Uh-huh. I think that's how it works, at least at some hotels.
Brilliant.
Not all.
Well, I know, like, I don't like Evian water, but I usually like Aquafina. I don't like Ice Mountain water.
I like Nestle.
Yeah, the chocolate-flavored water.
Yes. No, it's not chocolate, but I like it.
But this water was, yeah, it was pretty good. I wouldn't necessarily say it's the best. I've never had Fiji water or Fuji water or Kabuji water or anything fancy like that.
I've
had Fuji apples.
And then there are some bottled waters that come in glass bottles.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sparkly, maybe they're not. Some people...
Was it the fuzz or fuse?
No, no, that's a little different. There's... What's the...
Voss.
No.
Or is that the...
I'll look it up.
Hair mousse.
I'm going to search for fine water. Maybe I should be searching Amazon for... Oh, gosh. Finewaters.com is a thing. I'm going to search
official
Amazon.
Sponsors of the national or the Berkeley International Water Tasting
I know it's
competition.
Not that segment, but I'm going to see... what would we call this? Fine water or artisan water?
You know, when they call it a wine water tasting competition, it makes me think that
artisan,
it's
artesian.
Like they race against each other to taste the water.
Artesian water. Voss, I guess, is one of them.
Actually,
oh, you're right. You see, you know about artesian water, Fiji, and you can buy all these things at Amazon. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Maybe
it comes
with our
from
okay.
With a smile on the box.
I'm not finding. How disappointing. I thought there'd be something really bizarre. Well, there is a funny book title, but it's like, yeah. It would sound inappropriate for a clean comedy podcast.
I think that all of these people who do the water tastings.
Yes.
Are actually hoping that Jesus Christ will return during one of these tastings and turn all of this water into wine. That's what they're really hoping for.
I don't think that's really what
this is like
for.
A new kind of religion, probably.
Oh, gosh.
We could call it the Wedding Water Wanderers, or WWW for short.
What is wrong with you? Did you know you can buy, Voss a pack of four, or I guess, yes, 4 6 packs of Voss for $53.98.
Oh, that's some expensive water.
Better be some darn good water.
Yeah. That's like the super unleaded version.
Super unleaded. I don't like lead in my water. It's true. I'd pay a lot to not have lead in my water if that was my only option. So what we're going to have to do, and there's another water that I'm not thinking of. We should get some of these waters and try them on the podcast.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Just do a taste test and see what we think.
Maybe we'll do that sometime. Maybe we should do that as a video sometime.
I think so.
By the way, speaking of video, we have an opportunity for you to force us to do more video episodes. If you enjoy our video episodes, if you don't, then you can take the lower of these opportunities. But what we're doing is this new thing called Patreon. It's a way that you can participate in the podcast and be contributors to the podcast. And you're allowed to donate just a single dollar per episode, or 50 cents per episode, or $10 per episode. And we have a couple of different goals on the site over at patreon.com/theramennoodle. Or you can get the link in the show notes for this episode, number 176, at cleancomedypodcast.com. But... for example, one of the things that we'll do is if we reach a certain per episode amount for sponsorship from you, then what we'll do is a monthly video episode. And then there are certain things too, like if you contribute a certain level per episode, then we'll grant a small request in a particular episode. Like if you ask us sing,
dance.
Yeah, or write a song about you, as long as you're not Sibby, then we'll probably do that for you. So there are different
Sibby.
Levels over there, and you can check it out at patreon.com/theramennoodle, or I'll have the link in the show notes for this episode, number 176. Something else I wanted to share, though, random noodle update-wise. My hair. I want to share my hair with you.
No. Actually,
I'd rather some people share their hair with me. My hair is getting long.
Yeah, it is.
Or for the Southerners,
I mean,
long.
I tripped on it when I came in.
It's not that long.
No, it's not.
I'm not quite Rapunzel yet.
Nope, not quite. But he's building a tower.
It's the new podcast studio.
Do I have to climb your hair to get in?
Yes.
Oh, dang. That's kind of gross.
But my hair is the longest now that it has ever been in my entire life. And it's so long that I have to treat it in weird ways. I've talked about this a little before, like weird things like having to brush out tangles in my hair and having to use conditioner, and which, yeah, I know that's the healthy thing to do anyway, but I never had to do it before. And stuff like having to blow dry my hair, which I just want to be like the Fonz. Just, you know, look at myself in the mirror and go, hey, kids, ask your parents. And I don't want to maintain my hair or have to do much to it. Well, now I have to.
Because... Are you going to start singing Let It Go?
No. Okay. Let It Grow. Let It Grow. Okay, maybe yes. I wasn't planned. Yes.
No.
But some of the stuff that happens, I can now sympathize a lot better with my wife and the frustrations that she has with her hair. Because now when it's a windy day, mm-hmm. my hair is blowing in my face and blocking my vision. It's that long.
Put it in a ponytail.
Well, that's the other thing I have to do that's really weird is when I shave in the morning sometimes, I have to put my hair in a ponytail.
Can you please, please post a picture of your hair pulled back in a ponytail?
Well, the funny thing is it's not really like a ponytail.
Do you have a leather jacket?
It's more like a mushroom tail.
Oh, dear.
Like the what gets in the way the most for me is the hair near the front of my head. So it doesn't make sense to ponytail the back because it's not long enough so that all the hair reaches the back.
Are you putting that pigtail on your head?
I have to put this like pigtail at the middle of the top of my head. I look like a little Chinese kid from Emperor's New Groove or whatever that. I think the little kid had that where his hair was like a little mushroom right at the top.
But he was Groovian.
Yeah, Groovian.
That was Groovian. The people there. They were Groovians.
But what also happens is now when Jenny and I walk into a building, we both have to fix our hair.
That's great.
And when I'm working around the house, like we've been preparing the house for photos so that we can sell the house and move to just a different house locally. And my hair has been getting in my way, and it's really a hassle. So I had to go to Jenny and say, Jenny, how do you work around this problem?
Yeah, basically, to get the picture, he stands at one end of the room to take a picture, and he realizes that he's left a trail of his hair behind him. And he has to pull it out of the way to get it out of the frame and pile it behind him.
But so I have to start wearing headbands or hats or stuff when I'm doing manual labor around. Otherwise, the hair just keeps falling in my face. I have to keep brushing it out of the way. And as we discovered, or almost discovered the other night, my hair is now lick length.
It's what? Excuse me, what?
During an episode of One's Podcast, or the most recent episode of One's Podcast, number 146, you won't hear this, but there was a moment where I was speaking, and Jeremy, why don't you explain, because I think you remember what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Oh, I was speaking and a piece of hair.
I don't even remember you speaking.
Because I had showered earlier that day after mowing the yard. I hadn't restyled my hair or anything like that yet. And so it was a little bit looser. And a piece of hair kept falling down and tickling my nose. This like five or few hairs just kept falling down. It was really thin and hard to see a little bit. So what I had to do is I had to go cross-eyed to see the piece of hair and very carefully lift it off of my face and brush it away. And Jeremy almost lost it in the podcast, but you don't hear it because he didn't lose it.
I remember vaguely laughing at something you did because you had a very strange reaction. That must have been it.
Well, I have discovered since then, if I grab a chunk of my hair, my bangs from the front of my hair and hold it down to my nose, like actually press my finger up against my nose, I can lick my hair. Just barely. So that's my new way of tracking how long my hair is how so much of it can I lick.
Now it's lick length, and once you can braid it with your beard, that'll be another milestone. Yeah,
it'll be braiding length. But in between,
flossing with your hair comes first, then braiding it with your beard. And then I hope that you'll stop there. But it's actually kind of a cool length right now.
Yeah, it's getting at times. Sometimes I look at it and just think, ew, I look disgusting. Other times it's kind of like, ooh, I look kind of cool. Like, I could get away with wearing sunglasses everywhere. But
in the winter, in a dark and cloudy day.
What feels the weirdest to me is when I have to turn my head back and forth quickly and feel my hair.
Wait. You whip your hair back and forth?
Yes. And I feel it just flowing in the wind.
It's flowing. I love your description of how you feel different about it on different days, because now you have that in common with your wife and every other woman.
I just can't get my hair to look right today. Jenny and I even joked about...
I mean, I do the same thing, but my hair's not long, but, you know, whatever.
Jenny and I even joked about maybe we should try straightening it and maybe even curling it one day.
No, you will not. See. You will not. Can Jenny hear me? You will not curl Daniel's hair.
Well, the
she said, why not?
The one other thing about my hair that's been a weird experience to feel is when I let my hair down. I mean, that I can do that is weird enough.
I kind of thought it was strange that you came to the podcast with an updo, but
well, I have to do the whole thing of leaning my head back and brushing my fingers through my hair in order to tie it up in the ponytail on my top of my head when I shave my face. But what happens then when I let it go, then...
Oh, when you let it go.
Then I have to do that whole thing of like whipping my hair back and forth, you know, in slow motion as the music plays.
You have to blow a fan in your face. Yeah. And
it just feels so weird.
Yeah, because that's kind of like the end of Let It Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
Do you sing Let It Go?
I am one with the wind and sky.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody has got to have the strangest mental images at this point.
Maybe if you join us for the live podcast, you'll be able to see how long my hair is getting. And
or maybe we'll be making our own Let It Go parody.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because you can definitely do the hair thing.
I can't quite let it flow over my shoulder.
No, you can't.
I don't think I'll let my hair get longer than shoulder length, ever.
I would hope not, actually.
Yeah, that would start looking a bit weird. I don't even know if I'll let it get that long. Already, the very back of it is maybe starting to get a little bit too long. Like, the back is now below my collar. That's how long
it
is.
Just tuck it in there.
Yeah, well, I do that sometimes. I tuck it in inside.
This is hilarious. What happens if you just sort of let it fall everywhere? Can it cover your face? Do you look like Cousin It?
Well, the problem is my hair is thinning, so it doesn't cover my face all that well.
It is pretty funny. Oh my gosh, you could almost do like a weird Bieber thing, like from the old days. Ooh. No, don't sing like him.
I could do the Bieber ghost.
It's a Daniel pastime to make songs creepy in one way or another.
No, I still do that. It's not a pastime. It's present time.
A pastime doesn't mean it's that the past is in the past.
Speaking of favorite pastimes, let's hear from you, our listeners from the past.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you, our wonderful listener, and the other couple people like you that listen. Actually, thanks for sharing the podcast. I've gotten several notes from people that have said that they heard about the podcast from someone else, or you were just browsing in iTunes, or you just listened to one of our other podcasts and you came over here. So thank you so much. Please tell someone else about the podcast too.
Yeah.
And if you become one of our Patreon sponsors, there's an opportunity for you to get some cards, like little podcast cards that you can share with other people. So we'd love it if you do that.
Podcast cards.
Here is a voicemail from someone who's been a listener for a while, but first time caller.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's Janice Marie from the chat room. I've been listening to your podcast for a long time now. This is my first time being a, I don't know what you call these people, voicemailers.
She's a girl, so voice femailers.
Voicemailies, I don't know, whatever. About a week and a half ago in anatomy, we were dissecting cats.
Oh.
My friend Brandon Ray, he just
fun pastime. I love dissecting cats on the weekend.
You do?
Grandma Lee starts singing, "Do you want to build a snowman?" to my friend Coleman while they were actually finishing dissecting their cat. And he randomly goes on and sings with him. He's like, "Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore." And then, like,
what I'm imagining while they're doing this is that they pick up the dead cats, they're dissecting, and then they start like using them as puppets. No! "Do you want to build a snowman?"
A few seconds later, they switch to "Love's an Open Door," and then I was just like, okay, you guys are going to make me want to take out my phone out and play the songs, which I legitimately did. I legitimately took out my cell phone, put it up to full blast, and started playing for the first time in forever. And they're like, "For the first time in forever, I'm getting all I'm dreaming of." And then a second later, we were like, "Let it go, let it go."
I'm just imagining.
Please tell me you didn't leave your phone in the cat.
Oops. I'm just imagining them while they're doing this, like all Disney style, where you see the characters like dancing as they're singing and like back to back with each other and all of this stuff. At the same time, they're holding these parts from the cats they're dissecting. So you're hearing this.
Yeah.
As they're swishing their hands around with these parts and stuff is dripping from their hands.
Frozen, the guts edition.
Have you guys noticed that every time someone says "Let it go," you can't just say it anymore. You actually have to sing the song. Like if you do something, like if someone does something bad and you're just like, "Why did you do that?" You just have to say, "Let it go, let it go." It's like, yeah, really. Anyway, that's how you cheer people up after killing innocent cats.
That's a great sign off.
No cat is innocent. That's my opinion.
Whoa, that's a loaded topic.
Well, it is. And speaking of loaded topics, we got this message in from Joe and Bros. He sent a little drawing. Do you remember the game that we played for one episode, Flappy Bird?
I do.
That was in the episode Drop Dead Flappy Bird. Well, someone made a drawing of Jeremy's fascination and his version of this game, Flappy Bird. High score, 0. Deaths, 956.
This is a depiction of my first time playing Flappy Bird. That is amazing.
We'll have this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/176 that you can check it out.
that is sort of what it looked like. But the bird is touching a pipe in this picture, which I guess I got to eventually. But my very first move, he definitely did a face plant.
Actually, back in that episode, Drop Dead, Gorgeous Flappy Bird that we did.
Gorgeous Flappy Bird.
I
remember that.
I got a screenshot from the game, and what I had to keep doing is I wanted the screenshot to be of the bird before the first tube or Mario thing, and I wanted it to show him crashing right before that. So I had to keep it was a hard thing to try and make him crash right then and get the perfect screenshot of it. But I did, and you can find that over at cleancomedypodcast.com for the episode Drop Dead Gorgeous Flappy Bird.
Gorgeous Flappy Bird.
Episode number 170. So that's at cleancomedypodcast.com/170. And now, as long as we're on a certain vein, on a certain glacier, on a certain topic, which it seems like we can never move from.
Glaciers and veins are very different from each other.
Well, that's true. One flows blood and the other flows ice. Well,
that was a good connection. You are the king of segues.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of segues, here's one. Noodles in the news. Or you know what? Maybe we should just rename this segment to Frozen Noodles in the News.
Yeah, well, no, not always. It is during this time in our culture that we are all, as Janice Marie pointed out, most of us, many of us, are obsessed with Frozen. You've been listening to this podcast. You know I'm kind of no exception. We recently played a video where Let It Go was translated several times through different languages. We have another song by the same person also translated, and I actually haven't heard this one.
Oh.
So this will be my first time hearing it as well.
I haven't heard it either. And maybe you haven't either. So maybe we're introducing you to something, because there's a good chance that you might not be in the 1.6 million people who have already seen this video. Now it's 1.6.0001. What happens if you something through several layers?
Do you want to build a snowman through several layers of Google Translate?
Yes. And here.
Just like the last one.
Elsa? Would you like to build a snowman? Now let the games. I can see you later outside the door. This is the way you move. We use all the best friends. And now do not. Why do you expect me to say that the days are enabled? Want to build a snowman? It's not a snowman. Tag Anna. Salam.
Hi. CleanComedyPodcast.com/176 for this full thing.
Musical interludes the same in every language.
Would you like to build a Yeti? Cycling the hallway. I am part of the company to postpone the views. We begin to talk. Pictures on the walls. They're junk-tied. I take the loneliness of some. It is empty in every room. However, the time can be seen.
That's the same in every language, too.
Love is the same in every language.
That, yes. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of that.
And we hope you are, too, because you should check it out in the show notes. CleanComedyPodcast.com/176.
Do you want to build a Yeti?
Well, how about this other version of the same song that I prepared? Well, I prepared it. You didn't prepare this.
You prepared the link to what other people prepared, like I did.
I found this one, and this one, a little warning, this one's a little bit darker.
Is it full of swear words?
No, not swear words.
Okay, good.
But it's
darkness?
Darker. It's darker.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Elsa? Will you help me hide a body? Come on, we can't delay. No one can see him on the floor. Get him out the door before he can decay. I thought you were my buddy. We won't get caught. Just help me and don't ask why. Will you help me hide a body? It doesn't have to be in one piece. Oh, Rihanna. Oh, dear, why?
Ask Siri for help, really. Your phone can help you. More than Anna. Or Elsa.
Won't you help me hide a body? This one's been knocked out since last fall. I think his company is overdue. It's about time we threw his body down the well. Stay down there, Joan. It gets a little lonely digging up all these graves out in the night by myself. Ugh, we're already running out of space in these caves.
Oh my. Paints a very different picture of her time. Loneliness is apparently not good for that girl.
No, definitely not, because she ends up, well, I don't want to spoil it too much, but she ends up quite lonely near the end.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, like I said, it gets pretty dark.
Well. How about a lighter note?
Yeah.
This last bit.
This is now more like the frozen noodle. Maybe we should just rename the podcast that.
The whole podcast is now the frozen noodle. Now, I'm sure it will run out eventually, because remember what I used to do every week? Animal sounds?
Yes.
This may have something to do with that as well.
That's always scary when you introduce something like that.
The pastor's in the pen. And it goes. And I'll rise like a break of dawn.
Yeah, it had to be done. There was a time when every song was goatified, so that one apparently had to be done too. Thanks, Aaron J, and everybody else who sent me the link and said, "Watch this, put it in the podcast." Yes, it makes goats make everything better.
They do, except milk.
Well. True.
I don't really like,
but if I drank milk. Goat's milk while listening to a goat scream, I would probably laugh.
I don't know. Maybe that's why goats are screaming, because you're drinking their milk.
Ew, no. And I wouldn't laugh if I were drinking cow's milk and a cow screamed. I don't think. Wait, do cows scream?
Well, while you research that, we would love some kind reviews for us in iTunes. And big thanks to Katniss Clearwater and JD from Australia for your kind reviews in iTunes. Now, JD, maybe this is an Australian thing, but JD's review says, "This exclamation point is exclamation point
awesome. Sparta. Oh,
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah,
not Sparta.
Awesome.
Okay,
but JD only gave us 3 stars. Oh. Awesome to me. I mean, like, this is Spartan awesome is 5 stars. So
I guess
maybe it's an Australian thing.
Maybe to give 5 stars, he just can't even type English words.
Oh, that's true. It has to be in Australian words or Australian, as most Americans say.
Yeah.
But it's what would funny. Make us have a cow in a good way would be if you leave a review for us in iTunes, a written review. So you need to learn how to, you know, spell some things and how to use that typewriter that's attached to that screen in front of you. And go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. And you know what? I just realized this generation, like the next generation, probably doesn't even know what a typewriter is.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you have to know what a typewriter is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think you have to know what a typewriter is.
But please leave us a review on iTunes, because that encourages us and it helps other people find the podcast too. And we'd love your funny stories, funny stuff that you find or want to share with us. Please send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or pick up your phone or your parents' phone and call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right through the website to us, and we'd really appreciate that. Get the show notes and links that we mentioned for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/176, where you can enjoy those full videos that we gave you just a taste of for your partial satisfaction. At cleancomedypodcast.com/176. And please follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along. The
Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.